still not the way it's supposed to be, but I'll get through it. But this is going to be a shorter show. This will be a 45-minute show. But thank you for coming back. Your audio is good. Mine sucks. Don't know what's going on here. I don't have time to figure it out. But welcome, Lou, Rena, Shelby. Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. Appreciate it. You want to hear the music playing? Okay. I'll save my outro song for tomorrow. Today is still June 20th, I'm still Solid Blue Sister, and this is still my kind of talk. Okay, hold on, guys. Going to cut this if you guys ever. Hey, Minnesota. I had to restart the show, so that's probably why. You couldn't find me. I had an interesting weekend, Lou. My weekend was interesting. A lot going on this weekend. Oh, boy. Okay, well, I am back. Thank you guys for coming back. Frankie, welcome. And GP, thank you for coming back. So today, guys, I wanted to talk about... I don't know. Y'all may know that this frustrates me. You all probably can tell what I want this podcast. But stop trying to prolong the conversation. The conversation is over. And what I mean by that is, you know, people who like to argue, people who I'm not for the drama. I'm not for, you know, if we agree to disagree, or even if you don't agree to disagree with me, there comes a point where I am just done, you know, and it doesn't make sense to keep going over and over and over. And then you'll have people who say, well, let me ask you this. Well, what if this? Well, let me ask you this. And it's like, you know, at least for me, and I'm only speaking for myself, that I'm giving you the same answer over and over. You're asking me the question a different way, but I'm giving you the same answer. So at what point do you stop? At what point do you, GP, everything's fine, just that my mic is not working the way that it should. At what point do you just, you know, stop and say, okay, this person, you know, we're not getting anywhere. So why don't I just be quiet? So why do people keep going on and on and on? And Brina, exactly. It's exhausting to keep arguing. And I stop once I get aggravated, Brina says. You know, I'm just... you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And you know, even on this show, when people push back on me, I push back on them. But when you're going back and forth and no one's going anywhere, and that's when you guys hear me go, okay. You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's like, it's not going anywhere. And then, you know, you get lost. You get lost in what the original conversation was, because by prolonging the conversation and by changing the questions that you're asking the same questions, you're actually, and sometimes you change the subject, you know, and you get lost. Humble Dog, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Rahane, welcome. I apologize if I pronounce your name incorrectly. But that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, the people who cannot let it go, cannot let the conversation go. It's almost as if I will be able to convince you. I will be able to convince you of what I'm talking about if I just keep going on and on and on and on. And hey, Ellie, welcome back and thanks for coming back. You know, if I just keep going on and on and on, maybe they'll change their mind. You know? And y'all know me after what, 2.5 years or 3 years, however long I've been doing this show. It's like, you know, at least for me, if I'm not going to change my mind within the course of, you know, however long, it's not going to happen. And if I'm in a conversation with you and I think that you're wrong, or I think that, you know, your opinion's whacked or whatever, I'm just going to go, okay, you know, because it's, you know, like Brina says, it's exhausting. So why, again, do people want to prolong the conversation? Lou, you know I'm right. You know, see, now I'm saying that I'm right. You know I'm right. People, it is exhausting. And Brina says, yep. I'm like, okay. I mean, seriously, right. I mean, and then sometimes when you say, oh, okay, or when you say, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, then they get upset about that because they know what you're doing. But for me, I'm like, is this, I'm just trying to get you to shut up. You know, we move on. So, hey, Ellie, welcome.
Hi, Sally.
You know I'm right. Hey, Ellie.
Hi. I hope you're doing well. And hi, everyone here.
I am doing well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Ellie, why do you think people just keep going on and on and on and on?
They're just boring and lame. And I'm trying not to, you know, confront with those kind of people.
So do you think that you know, and I also think that some people like to hear themselves talk, but do you think that, you know, people don't know how to move on? Like, they're going to be stuck. They are not going to move on until you change your mind, until you come over to their point of view. And even if you do come over to your point of view, to their point of view, they still have to tell you why it was good for you to come over to their point of view, and they still won't stop. So do you walk away from those people? Do you just shut them down?
I try to shut them down, and because most of them know that they are targeted, you know, because I don't know, maybe they're trying to take my energy. And I guess they are energy thief. Yeah.
I mean, and it is. I mean, you know, and I don't know. You guys have heard me. Like I said, you guys have heard me on this show all the time. And some people I go back and forth with. And then I, you know, at some point, it's like I have to tell myself, stop. Don't ask another question. Don't say anything. Just do my, okay, just move on, because you'll be stuck. And y'all know that a conversation that when I say, okay, I'm about to end the show, and then somebody comes up or says something, it's another half hour, you know? So, you know, I'm sorry. And y'all, my patience for those people, I just don't have it. So, Ellie, since you're on the panel, I'm going to ask, is it rude just to walk away? Like, if they don't stop, is it rude just to say, you know what, I'm done, and you just walk away?
I guess it depends on the situation and how much you are close to that person, you know? Like, when you are talking to a beloved person, you know, it's kind of rude to tell him or her, okay, stop talking. But if it's a stranger, I guess it's okay, you know, just to say, okay, I'm, you know, out of time and I have to go.
But can't you, okay, let's see. Brian says, I think it's rude to just walk away, but sometimes you have no choice. So if, okay, so Ellie, if we're going back and forth and I say, Ellie, you know what? This conversation is not going anywhere. I am done. And you go, but solid, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I am done. And then I tell you, I'm done, Ellie. I'm walking away. Is that rude?
No. Actually, I'm an open-minded person, so I don't take it personally. And I'm, you know, I would think about myself. Maybe I would be a little talkative to that person. I guess, you okay. know, sometimes it's can be counted or construed as being rude when you are talking too much.
All right. I mean, no, and you make a good point because and Brina says, I'm not raising my blood pressure for nobody. And Lou says, got to take care of your own mental health. But again, why do you think people do that? Why do you think people get so invested in, I don't even think they're invested in the conversation. I think they're more invested on changing your mind, changing your mindset into way the way they want you to. And when you don't, they get frustrated. And they want to, you know, so it's more them.
As I said before, I told you that they are kind of, you know, energy vampire. They want to suck your whole energy, you know. And I guess most of them are dumb. And because they think that people should, you know, accept their opinion and thoughts. And that's not right.
Okay. All right. Chill Will, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Chill Will.
Hey, lady. Y'all got me smiling. I know you smiling back. Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Chill.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Good to hear from y'all and see everybody.
Good to see you here as well.
Okay. So, in general, I know it. I read to stop trying to prolong a conversation. But this specific point, I will prolong a conversation on your ass, especially if I feel like you're slow. It ain't about them being dumb. Sometimes it's
okay,
about
okay,
me.
So when you say slow, you're talking about stupid slow, or
like if you're not necessarily slow, like at least on a subject, a particular subject. You don't understand how many people you're in the room with that are they're the smartest person in the room to themselves, but in the room they're the dumbest, like about a particular subject or a matter, and they just have the most to say, or they have an opinion about something that is totally ridiculous. And of course you can let them be like they're going to be, but if I'm your friend or if I love you, I'm not about to let you go out and be messed up. And I'm gonna do all I can at that moment, only so much, because a fool argue with fools, you know what I'm saying? So only so much, but I need to let you know it, and I need you to remember this. This is for me letting you know, I need to just be embedded in your memory bank. So when it slap you in your face, because you so stupid and listen to me, whoever it is, you can remember who told you that.
But Chill, I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying, but if you're talking to me, and you're like, solid, you know, you're just not getting it. And I'm like, Chill, I don't want to hear it. And you have people who say, which I know I do say, I understand what you're saying. Or even if I didn't, at what point do you just stop? When do you just stop and just back off?
Oh, and it, of course, that's what I mean. Like, it's a point, and you know that point in the conversation, though. You know that point in some conversation, whether you're just not getting the, it. Sometimes it's not even about a wrong or right. It's opinion-based, right? Most things, 90% of arguments or discussions about opinion-based opinion. That's your opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if it's just your opinion, I don't even really start with that. But if I kind of go in that range, like I said, when I'm making it, when that point for me is made, that you're either being self-centered or egotistical or whatever the case may be, I'm trying to, because it's not a wrong or right answer, but I still think that's pretty selfish answer, right? And so I'm letting you know, you're disregarding, I don't know, your family, your children, or people in general. As long as that point's gotten across, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm done.
And it may not take long. If your point, you've made your point, but it may not get across to me. So again,
you understand it. I think, but somebody like you, I think you get it. Like, you might not agree, right? But if you get it, you get what I'm trying to say.
So is there a difference between somebody just saying, you know, that I get it and someone that doesn't? And again, the same thing goes, whether someone gets it or they don't, at what point still do you walk away if I disagree or if I don't get it? What's the difference between the person that gets it and the one that just says we just don't agree on this particular thing? Again, there's a point that you're pushing too much and you need to stop, and you just need to just stop.
For sure. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my alarm. But yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. So basically, at that point, if I explain to you a person in two or three different scenarios or ways or aspects, and then it's about their mannerisms. Are they receptive? If they're not receptive at all, I'm not gonna waste my time. If they're halfway receptive and I'm trying to explain it and they don't get it, then I've learned this. And then about two or three different scenarios or types they don't get it, then I'm gone. But if it's just a disagree or agree, like, that's different. That's not, as far as just actually not getting it and disagreeing, it's two different things. So if you disagree, as long as you get what I'm saying and we can disagree on it, I'm through. I ain't got nothing else to say. But because the most part, I don't want to talk at all. I really want to figure out a solution and I want to move on. You know, and that's, I think, the biggest, you know, problem with me. I think people think I'm argumentative at times when I'm not. I'm just trying to stick to the subject and solve this first in a proper manner. You know, and so that's it. But other than that, I mean, if I've deemed that you just not don't get it, it's no way I'm arguing. At that point, I'm not about to drive myself up a wall. I'm gonna let you just be in your whatever it is.
Okay, and chill. I mean, because I have had going back and forth with people when they're saying, well, no, you have, and they go on and on. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. That's not, you all have heard me on the show say it. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And that's when I'm like saying to myself, I wish the person would just stop, because what they're saying that I'm saying, I'm not saying it. So it's like, and then that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. You're right. You know, just to shut the person up.
Yeah, and that's when you have to, because at that point they're not listening, because they're in somewhere, you're in the mountain and they're in the valley, but they think they're up in the mountain with you, and then you're like, no, you're not. You're just talking about something, and they're not even hearing you like that. And that's the worst conversation to have, because now I got to. They don't want you to interrupt you; they want you to hear them out, and they're about to speak about 15 minutes about a subject that you weren't even. Yes. That is the worst conversation to have.
Yes. And Humble Dog says, I think it depends on the other person's motives. I challenge myself not to be quick to shut down others. If someone is so passionate that they don't know when to stop, I try to be open to their passion on the subject. Well, that sometimes, Humble, that takes the patience of a saint. And Brina says, that's actually a good quality in a friend. And let's see, an official welcome to Blunt, Shorty, and Power Girl. And let's see, you guys are saying hello to each other. Ellie says, they're under medical situation, like using Tramadol.
Yes.
You know, so Ellie, what do you mean by that under a mental situation?
Because I've experienced with a person who was talking so, you know, too much, but because he was suffering from cancer, so she had to take Tramadol, you know. Tramadol is a medical thing, you know, medical pill. And I can remember that she was talking more than, you know, hours. And, you know, she still had energy. And, you know, she really liked to prolong the conversation. And it's just because of side effects of Tramadol.
Okay, but that's a medical thing. I'm talking about just people who are non-medical. And they just want to keep going. And then, like I said, and then they'll say stuff where they're like, where you're like, okay, you know, all right, yeah, okay, whatever, whatever. Well, let me ask you this. Well, what about this? Well, let me ask you this. And it's like, I'm giving you the same answer, the same answer. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? Like, you know, these questions that you're asking me, which are the same thing, I'm going to change my mind or I'm going to do whatever. No. So, you know, if you disagree with me, you know, I may do some pushback, but then I'm like, oh, okay, see ya. All right, whatever. Move on. Hey, TQ, welcome. You know, so I don't know. So, Chill, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Ellie, and some people in the chat, they answered. Do you think it's just rude to walk away? I don't mean just walk away from, I'm like, Chill, I'm done. I'm walking away. I'm telling you that I'm walking away.
Well, it depends on what type of pretense. Like, but typically, yeah, it's kind of rude, but it's okay. Like, I think the problem with sometimes me as a person, I always look at myself first and how I could have done something different. And so if that person was so enraged or that through that they needed to walk away, that's an issue too within that person and not respecting their boundaries. So it could be kind of rude to some degree.
So wait, like you're saying, so is I'm disrespecting your boundaries or you're disrespecting mine because you won't stop talking?
Right. So I'm not, you've asked me to stop and I keep going and you walk away. So it could be a rude response to a rude response. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's always an initial reaction. And sometimes though, to be honest, if they feel you need to hear something, sometimes it needs to be, that's what has to happen. People run from conflict. Like, you know, you can't run from, sometimes you need conflict. And so what comes after that is the gem, right? You know, what they say, you find a diamond in the coal or whatever the case may be. So sometimes you got to get to that point though. So you can't run from conflict. You can't run from, you got to be able to have some type of friction to either grow or sometimes to see things. Not all the time, but in that scenario, they walk away, but then they can come back more open-minded. You know, some of my best friends, I did not like at first, period. And sometimes it grows from that. It just depends on the situation, but of course it can be considered rude, but I could consider you rude as well. So we just, now we point fingers, like the little Spider-Man meme. Now we're just pointing fingers at each other. So that's
okay. And Lou says sometimes it's safer to walk away. And Hugh says, "Chill, people will run from hearing the truth about themselves." And Ellie says, "We can say, sorry, your mouth smells bad, and they will stop talking."
Well, that could be still rude, though.
Or saying, "Do you want a piece of gum?" Politely. And Ellie says, "TQ, that's too polite." You know, so I mean, hey Caps, welcome. So I do believe that, you know, I'm not even talking about what TQ says, where people, you know, hearing the truth about themselves or anything like that. Shy lady, crazy lady, welcome. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about where someone says, you know, Solid, you know, you shouldn't have done this or you shouldn't have done this. I'm just saying that you're just having a disagreement, let's say you went to see a movie. You thought the movie was good. The other person, you know, they thought it sucked, and they're going back and forth about it. And you're like, okay, whatever. Let's just agree to disagree that I liked the movie and you didn't. But they want to come back and say, well, no, how could you like that movie? Because blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm talking about. Those people who just got to keep going on and on and on, and they just won't stop.
I got you. Now, I can understand this, because I definitely can be a victim of that as well. But I think it's two people. In my essence, I'm just having a conversation. It's not that serious. So if a person feels that if it's for them that serious and they walk away, if I understand that about them, then I won't be offended. But that can be rude. If at that point, typically, if you want to move with somebody, y'all should understand each other. And what's the give and take? It's always got to be a give and take in a situation, because one person is one way, the other person is the other way. So where's the line?
But that's right? When you have to agree to disagree, whether you're talking about religion, politics, whatever. If you disagree, you disagree. Don't get all bent out of shape because, you know, I voted for this person or I'm a Catholic and you're a Jewish or, you know, whatever. I mean, at that point, I mean, to me, the easiest and most mature thing to do, just my opinion, is to agree to disagree and y'all change the subject, or both y'all go, one goes left, the other one goes right, and y'all go home.
So that's is this how we're going to handle our conversations all the time? So that means we're handling like you would like to handle them all the time.
No, what I'm saying is if we're going to disagree about a particular thing, and we keep going and if we keep going round and round and round, and see, that's one thing that I will not do. I will not continue to go round and round and round where you're not budging, I'm not budging, we're not getting anywhere. So doesn't it, I mean, the only thing that you can do is just agree, you know, I mean, it just, because it doesn't make sense. At what point does the merry-go-round stop? At some point, I have to get off. And I'm not going to keep feeding you whatever, just so you keep going, well, you should have done this, or you should have voted for him, or you went to that church, or, you know, you're friends with her. Or, I mean, I am her friend. And, well, you know, she did. Well, she didn't do that to me. Well, you know, I mean, it's like you keep going back and forth. You're not getting anywhere. So that's why I say, Chill, at what point does the conversation stop? At what point is the conversation over?
I can tell you definitively if it definitely depends on the person, number one. Number two, like, because we've all been on both sides of that, like completely. So where I've been in a relationship where I had to walk out the door and I had to just leave because it's not getting anywhere. I'm not seeing your way, and that's fine. But sometimes what I would have to realize is, it me, is it something that, do I feel like this conversation is attacking my soul or my character or my person in some way? Is that why I want to remove myself from this conversation? Because they're contesting me in a legitimate fashion, or are they just judgmental and they're just trashing on me? Is this making me feel it some kind of way?
But you're getting all, and I'm pushing back on you here. You're getting all philosophical and deep and everything. I'm just saying, if you're talking about a particular thing, mm-hmm. and no one's budging, is going nowhere, I'm not going to sit back and say, well, how do I feel right now? Am I feeling this way? It's silly. It's silly to continue to go round and round and you're not getting anywhere. It makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I mean, just because it's not specific, I'm responding in that matter, because it's, you're saying in general, whatever scenario it is. And I'm saying it would depend on a scenario in some cases, because there's so many different broad ways you were bringing it up. But okay, if it's a specific scenario, then I mean, like I said, it's predicated on, like, if it's the movies or something, it's not that serious. But if it's an actual subject, that sometimes it may be a precursor to something bigger. So if I feel like you're a super materialistic person and I'm trying to drive this point home, it's in my back of my brain, it's the reason why I'm trying to get to you like that, because I'm contesting you as a person of the bullshit that there's maybe like in you. And you don't like it. And so that would be a problem. Either, no matter what the case may be, if you walk away from the conversations, it's fine. But, you know, I mean, I think that's I think that is a big problem, though, for a lot of people, that they don't like to be contested, or like they don't look at themselves.
But so, is it okay? But again, Chill, I'm coming back to whether they like being contested or not. If you're trying to drive a point home, and then the person is, you know, if you're talking to me, and I'm like, you know, you keep, I'm like, well, no. You're like, well, solid, you know, blah, blah, blah. At some point, what I would do, and I've done this before, I'll just say, okay. Because it's not going anywhere at some point. And that's what I'm talking about. When does it stop? When does the person stop?
But you can tell that, right? You can tell when they're going nowhere, though. Like, I could tell specifically if the person's just shut down. And so you just can just let it go. Like, I have no problem. I know before, sometimes you know before you even get into a conversation with a person, especially if you know them. If the person you know where, before you say something, what their response is going to be. So you get your little jab in, boom, 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 and you move on. So that's it.
Okay. And then Cap says, just ignoring them kills them. Yes, Caps, it does. It does. And some people, you know, even if you say, if you've been saying no, and then finally you say yes. I mean, I have people who have said to me, I know what you're doing, and I hate that. And I'm like, is it getting you to shut up? Because we're not getting anywhere, you know? So, and I always feel like that you're on this merry-go-round that just keeps going on and on and on. And then the music gets louder and louder and louder. Then you get a headache and you just want to stop and go home.
But I think it depends on the situation. Cause sometimes people just don't want to have a back and forth period. Some people don't want back and forth. And so sometimes you got to go through this with this person because they ain't going to listen no matter what the case may be. I don't care. My opinion is my opinion. You know, whatever. No, whether it's good for them or not. Hey, it's $1 million around the corner. I don't care. No, it's $1 million. No, I'm serious. Like, it's $1 million. I don't care. I don't hear it. You know how crazy that is? And that's what I mean. Like, that's when I would go about like, now you, and, but you're right. You're like, I don't care. But they're literally telling you that there's $1 million right there.
Okay, but chill, listen, Grit, welcome and thank you for coming back. Listen to what you're saying, because I am that person sometimes. Sometimes I am that person, like, okay, yeah, whatever, I don't care, you know, whatever, because I truly don't. And if you're telling me there's $1 million around the corner, I'm saying to myself, why don't you go get it? You're so busy telling me, why don't you go get $1 million and leave me alone? If I'm like, I don't care, then you know, if I told you that, chill, there's $1 million around the corner, you're like, I don't care. I'm like, okay, bye. And I am around the corner trying to get $1 million.
I'm gonna have $1 million. Let me say, whatever it is, whatever is important to you, maybe not as $1 million, maybe it's your child's marriage to the lifelong partner. I don't care. Like, something that's literally good, like, all right, your cure to whatever your ailment is, your knee problems around the corner. I don't care. I mean, and so my point is that when it gets to that point, it's like, damn, a person's going to keep going. Like, what? This is your, all right, I got to, just your child's education around the corner, about 6 years worth to his doctorate. I don't care.
Okay, it does depend upon what it is, but I can honestly say, and y'all have heard me say it, I am an I don't care person, because there are a lot of things that I don't care about, because to me they are trivial. Now you're talking about an education or something, whatever, but at the same time, you know, to me it's the individual person, and I'm not going to spend all day trying to convince you. Or, you know, chill, you know, you really should. Well, you know, Sally, I don't think so. Well, chill. I'm not, you know, after so long, it's like, stop talking. He's not going to do it. Move on.
Mm-hmm. But I can't blame a person for not giving up on someone. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I say it's kind of like, it could be trivial, it could be not be trivial. But sometimes when that's the difference. Someone may think it's not that trivial. It may be an actual trivial subject. But it speaks to a higher, it's something else. It represents something that's completely relevant in somebody. Because I will, a lot of times, with my daughters or I will use those situations as teaching moments. And they don't know that, but I'm doing it for a purpose. And I'm also doing it to see how much I'm going to deal with you in the future. If you're just gonna shut me out most of the time or half the time over simple stuff or just whatever the case may be, we can't have converse and you take it certain kind of ways. I'm learning this person as well. If especially if it's a new person, I'm learning that I can't be around this person because they take just elaborating on a disagreement as offensive. So, you know, I learned a lot from those situations.
Okay. And then one thing that Cap says is he says, I don't like repeating myself constantly. And yes, it's like, you know, you find yourself repeating yourself. And they'll say, and that's when I say they go to the whole thing with, well, what about this? Well, what if you did it this way? And I say the same thing, chill. I don't want to go. I don't like it. Well, what if they put instead of giving you cheese, they gave you mustard? I don't like it. Well, what if they did this? Or what if they? I don't want it. You know, at some point, you know, it's like you're repeating yourself. At what point do you just stop? And that's the only problem that I have. Chill. I understand what you're saying, but to me, at some point,
just let it go.
Just stop.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, I don't disagree. The only time I would do that is if I need to drive some home so they can remember what I said. So when you go get that hot dog one day, or you eat it, or you go to this place one day, and you be like, "Damn, I didn't think I was gonna like it, but I loved it." I ain't gonna have to say nothing. I just want to make sure we had this issue, this little thing, so you remember that. Now I'm over it because I'm with you. I don't want to argue all day. I'm gone.
And see, and that's the thing. I don't want to argue with anyone. I think there's a difference between disagreeing with someone and then you're taking it to that next level where you are in an argument. And I don't want the drama. I don't want to hear it. You know, I have been in places where people have invited me places and two people get into it. And I said, guys, have a good evening. And I'm gone. And then the next day or that evening, somebody calls me and says, yeah, they thought that you were kind of rude because you just left. I'm like, they're arguing. They're sitting there, you know, bitching and moaning the entire time. I didn't come there for that. You know, if you're going to invite me someplace, you're going to start arguing. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be around that. I mean, that's like Brina said that, or Ellie said, you know, that energy, they just suck it out, you know, and you know, no.
Yeah, sure. I do think that's something that's a learned skill too, because a lot of times we have our frustrations, but it's hard to know, especially like when, for us men sometimes dealing with, like in relationships, we don't know necessarily if you're down, want to come to you and be like, hey. And so we want to take the energy out. But if you're high, come to you and be like, hey, this is an issue, or I'm just venting, take the energy out of that situation, or we can make it worse. So sometimes it's no, we got to be able to, as people in general, we got to be able to learn how to bring something up like that. So you won't be that, you know, just taking the energy out the room. You know what I'm saying? For some people. And then you can't satisfy everybody. So if it ain't for you, don't, I won't feel offended. She felt like we were arguing and she left. So I will understand that. So that's why we got means of communication to help us understand.
Okay. But I still go back to what Cap says, agree to disagree. And I think people have a hard time doing that. People who want to keep the conversation going or want to keep the argument or whatever going, they just don't want to agree to disagree. And I just think that's just the easiest thing to do, because you can keep going back and forth with somebody and then you end up getting pissed with the person. And then you don't even, every time you see them coming, you don't even want to talk to them. I mean, because there are some people that are like that with me. It's like, you know, I see them coming and it's like, oh, you know, whatever. And, you know, and I disappear, or, you know, I got to go talk to so-and-so, or, you know, so.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know.
Right, though, it's good because sometimes a debate is a skill, right? It's not even about the point or the whatever. It's just about the skill or the banter of the matter that they're looking for. They're just looking for that's a way of companionship. So if you don't like that, typically you won't like that type of person. Not that you don't love them, you just don't like that part of them. So that's sometimes a thing too. Like, cause I could.
All right.
No, it's just back and forth. They're taking it like, damn, why are we going so far on into this about this? It's like,
Cap says is not banter. An argument is not banter. And he is right on that, Jill. An argument is not there. Banter is one thing. An argument is something else. And then constantly just going back and forth just because you're trying to get your point across and the other person is just not seeing it. That's not banter. So,
well, I mean, if you just go, that's what I'm saying. They made you saying that. That's what I'm saying. That's y'all two. That's exactly why you got a problem with it. Because y'all saying that. This is not an interesting. They hear it is. So that's what I'm saying. That's when we got to be conscious of each other so we know when that is. So I won't piss you off. But some people don't care. They don't piss you off anyway.
Okay, so, Chill, unless I'm really trying to piss you off because I don't like you or something, if I know that you don't want to talk about the color blue for whatever reason, you don't want to talk about the color blue, I'm not going to start talking about it, just to piss you off and then keep going back and forth with, some people bring up stuff just to see your reaction. And I can see those people coming too. It's like, you know what? I'm not falling for it. I'm not doing it. Not today. So.
And that's awesome. That's good for you. Cause I swear to goodness, my biggest pet peeve to anybody is to have a button on your head that's huge and it's red that says push me. And if you got one of them buttons, man, you let people get to you like that, that's an immaturity to me. That's a lack of control of your emotions. And so you need to be able to own yourself, understand yourself, and not let people get to you no matter what.
Right. So that's what I say. Not to today. I know what you're doing, not to today. And that usually pisses the other person off because it's like, some people want to lure you into a conversation trap where they can just, go all out. And it's like, nope, sorry. You have to go talk to that person down the street, the person's sitting behind me, whatever. But with me, nope, it's not going to happen. And Shorty says, but you have to know sometimes you have to give it to them. You have to let things go. You're saying what we are, not today, Satan, Lou says. So, Ellie, did you want to pop in and say anything?
I'm just listening.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know I wasn't trying to ignore you or anything. So,
that's fine. Okay. And I guess you were about to open up and a story about someone who is spitting in your face, I guess.
Oh yeah, I do have a story about that.
You can open up.
But yeah, they didn't spit in my face, but this is someone who when COVID first started, this couple came to their restaurant and the woman did not have on a mask and she sneezed and coughed so hard in that the person was saying thank you to her when his mouth was open, her sneeze and cough. He said it was so strong that he felt it in the back of his throat.
That's rank.
And
that
I thought that was just disgusting. And he ended up getting COVID. And anyway, but when you said that thing, that's that popped into my head. But
anyway, can I? Caps, yeah. Hello. Long time no see. Hope you're doing very well. Hello, Ellie. Hello, Chill Will. Hope you're doing very well, all of you and everyone in the chat. Thank you for listening for my little movement right now. So you were talking about arguments and the way you deal with arguments. Now, like I was saying in the chat, like there's been, my son. Here we go. One minute, sorry. What? Hi. Yeah, hi. Just be quiet for a minute. I need to speak. So like all I'm saying is in a way, like when someone's been in a long-term relationship and they go through certain trials and tribulations, you learn off each other, you know what I mean? So like, but if you always like hardcore with each other, then obviously if you're never learning, then that becomes a problem. But certain people still fire up with each other, even though you've been in that long-term relationship, you're just the way you are, you know. But if you kicking crap out of each other or you smashing things up, then obviously there's a massive problem. Do you know what I mean? So it all depends on the situation. That's what I was on about. Yeah. And it all depends on how you speak to people as well. You know what I mean? But I like ignorance sometimes because it's easy to do that. Yeah.
It does depend on the situation, but I wasn't even necessarily talking about. I mean, I guess I could, you know, your spouse or your.
No, I mean generally about everyone, like even in work.
Well, right. I mean, even I'm just saying that everything. I'm just saying that as a whole, that you know, you're going back and forth with someone, the conversation's not going anywhere. At what point does you know when
do you know what I do? Can I tell you God's honest truth? What I do?
No, go ahead.
Can I swear?
Go ahead.
I tell them to shut the fuck up, and if they don't, I'll knock them out my show. And like, even if in real life, I'll tell them to shut the fuck up, and I'll just wait for their reaction. And like, I could do it in another way, but if I have to constantly, literally try and explain and be nice, raised eyebrows. Being, you know, just being respectful. And I am a respectful person. I don't walk around thinking I'm someone I'm not. Not at all. I always have respect for people. Why would I have children that are respectful, you know, and they talk to me with pure respect? Because I that's what you should do. You should have respect for everyone until they lose your respect.
Wait, Caps, is it... But,
disrespect.
But Caps, are they showing... Is that other person who just won't let the conversation go... Is it a disrespect thing, or is it just the fact that
they care.
Don't know any better, or they just like to hear themselves talk, or well,
that
just...
is, you've got to differentiate that. That is a hard one. It all depends if they've got a little extra chromosome, or you've got to think about it as in like, why am I giving them my time? If you're not really interested and it annoys you, then why should you even bother? If anything, I'd say no English and walk away, because it's like, can't be arsed with you, man. And if they go, what do you mean? I'd be like, listen, you just talk no sense. And I'd prefer to get out of this situation rather than carry on talking to you, telling you the same shit I've just told you. And I still get nowhere. And it is, I've said it to enough people genuinely in real life. And I go to their house now, 15 to 20 years later, and they're still sitting in the same shit. You know what I mean? And that's like people who actually give a fuck about. And it's, I can't. You know what? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the fucker drink it. Do you know what I mean? That's it. And even in conversation, if I listen to someone bambling on, I'd tell them to fuck off and leave me alone. And same with me. You know, same with me. If someone, same, goes both.
You know, Caps, you bring up a good point, because there are people who you tell them something, they'll ask your advice or they'll ask how to do something, and you tell them. And they don't do it, whatever. Then they come back to you. Maybe the next week, maybe the next month, maybe be the next year. You tell them again. They don't listen. They don't whatever. And then at some point, what I have done to some people, like when they come back again, I'm like, I've already told you the same thing. You keep asking me. Don't ask me again.
I do it with my kids. I do it with my kids. I go, if you ask me again, you're not getting it.
I mean, but I'm
don't you teach that as a kid though? No, you're right in saying that, because you're repeating yourself, and because you're not an idiot, you're gonna respond.
And this is what I'm talking about. You are repeating yourself, but they keep coming back, and it's like, what do you want me to
fucking write it in their diary?
5 years, you're gonna keep asking me the same thing. And this is what I say. I tell people, stop asking me, because you keep asking me. I tell you, and you're like, oh yeah, okay. But then you come back because you don't do it. Apparently, you don't want my advice, or you think it's wrong, or you're just too lazy to do it. But I'm tired of talking.
What I believe it is, they know they do wrong, and every time they do wrong, they feel like they don't want to do right. So they come up to you and say the same thing, and they go, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it, yeah. And then they go and do wrong again, and they keep coming back up to you and go, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it again. Yeah. And it becomes a repetitive movement, and it's like, you know, you're not helping yourself. And it takes you to break that chain. Do you get me?
Yes, and that's
by turning around and going, you know what? No, you've done it too many times now.
And that's what, and that's
and some people will go, oh, you're not my friend. You're not my friend. And it's like, it ain't about that now. You're showing me that you've either got a mental problem, or you're just a fucking idiot. You know, there's one or the other. And I'm sorry, but you need to wake the fuck up because, you know, and that's the way it goes. And if you, as a friend, can't do that, that shows that you're not passionate. If you don't want to do that to you, that person, whoever you're talking to, whether it's family or foe or whoever it is, at the end of the day, if you have not got that passion, what you do is ignore them. It's simple as that. You know, because why waste your energy and time on them rather than your own family and your own kids and your own shit? So, yeah. And your own self. So, yeah. And I always say family first due to the fact that I am number six in this house. Everyone else comes before me, you know, because that's how it goes. So, yeah. But thank you. But, yeah, you know, I agree with you fully. And people should stick to being real, because that's what it really means, actually, Solid, to be fair. Real.
All right. Chill. The energy that it takes sometimes, and the exhaustion, and sometimes it takes a lot of energy and you are exhausted. And that's when I just say, just stop talking, please.
Is that me or everyone else?
No, I'm directing that to chill, because that's what we were talking about before you came up. So chill. I mean, you know, the energy and the exhaustion.
I think at the core, you gotta, it depends on if it's somebody you know or don't know. If you know this person, you know yourself, you typically gotta, you know, that's where awareness comes. That's where experience, kind of knowing yourself. This person ain't that my type of person. They get on my nerves. Just leave, don't even cross their path. Because I do think, like, most of that is just a clash of ways, of traits. You know what I'm saying? One person may be one way, another person may be the other way, but it's just a clash of traits. Because they don't neither one of them mean harm. Maybe both of them, in some degree, may be acting altruistically or, like, saving the other person. Like, I'm saving you by trying to keep going. You saving me by trying to walk away. It's just two different opinions. And then we don't understand each other. We think we're each other's being rude.
So chill. Do you have somebody in your life that you don't argue with them? You may disagree with them, but you never go round and round with them. I mean, you know. But then you have that other person who, oh my God, it is a merry-go-round, you know. And then they'll say, well, you don't talk like that with that person, and it's like, because, you know, we don't have to, because we, you know, we don't have to. It's not, we're, you know, we don't push each other. So you understand what I'm saying? Do you like?
I get that. I don't have that. I do, to answer your first question, I do have those people. But one thing I don't go through is that the last part you just said, like, well, you don't talk to that person like you. Well, I guess some degree you can, but overall, if I know you can't take a certain thing, I'm gonna tell you why I don't come at you like that. Because when I do, this is what happens. And so now if you argue with that, then that's on you. But typically a person knows themselves and knows, yeah, you're right. That's, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes we get on our soapboxes or in our bag to where we get that way. But you have to sternly remind, you don't even like going back and forth. You don't even like arguing. So why would I even argue with you?
Chill, you have a point. And Caps, you can come in after Chill is done. Chill, are you done?
Well, yeah. I do have people in my life to ask you a question. Yes, I do. But overall, I know who I can and can't come to. And sometimes they take way too personal, like the back and forth. So I kind of learn people. I'm a person that learns people. And so I know how to approach them. And if I'm coming at them a certain way, I think it's really needs to be said just so I can get out. So sometimes it's just that conflict.
Cats.
Well, I'm standing in the fucking rain because, you know, I don't want to cause trouble and shit. Anyway, I see every character that walks into work. I see every character that walks around city. I walk around streets. We all walked around the streets back in our day. We all read people, you know. We all know that score. But it's when someone asks you silly questions, you're going to get a fucking silly answer. So it all depends. To me, I don't care when you're on the spectrum, whether you're angry, whether you're that emotional. If I don't know you, it's another thing. Like, I don't care completely. I do care, but I don't care because I got too many things to care about. So, like, I'll just ignore it. But if it's, like, I don't know, you can't just, you know, you've got to like you said, read people. It's really easy to read people in my eyes. I know how to read. I know when someone's trying to rip someone off. I can tell when someone's standing there. You know, when you're from the streets as well, you just know what's going on. And then you do everything. You have a family and you step back and then you do everything right. And you do everything that you're meant to do. And you get a house, you get everything. And then you look back and you still see the shit. And then you have a kid. And you know, I know I'm going off track, but like what I mean is that like they've got to read everyone as well. And that's the whole point. Like you're reading constantly. And there's some people that you can already see. You can already see them. And you know you can see them. You know, as you get older, you can see straight through them. And it takes age. And you learn to be more observant. Exactly, Rockwella. And that's what I mean. Like, as much as you can say, whether it's sibling or not. I've got a sibling. I've got, like, I mean, not sibling. I've got family members, you know, like, that are not, like, doing very well. And I've tried to give them everything. And it still don't work. What do you do? You know, that's one stage, yeah? And then there's another stage of not knowing someone, and then what are you going to do? Let them know where you live and then get robbed. You've got to keep your shit close, man. You've got to keep your lines tight, man. And that goes with conversation level with certain people and wasting your energy on them. Because you know what? Depression. You know, stress is like second from a heart attack. Like you can literally, stress is big time. And, you know, stop doing it to people. You know, look after yourself. Look after your family. Do yourself a favor. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry to go off top a little bit, but, like, topic. But you know what I mean, though? Like, reading people. Like, imagine if you took someone and you're reading someone and you go, oh, you're all right. You met them for, like, 2 years and then come into their house and fuck all your family up. Do you get where I'm coming from? Keep your shit close. That's what it matters, man. I know it sounds brutal, but that's what it matters. Keep your shit close.
Okay. Well, guys, we are coming up to the hour mark, and I apologize for having to to restart.
No, sorry. I ain't wrecked your show, have I? But you know where I'm coming from.
I'm sorry. I am just laughing.
You know what I mean, though, ain't it? You can't trust anyone nowadays. You got to keep your shit close, you know.
So
sorry, I always love your show, man. I do apologize if I've not
been okay, because I'm trying to end my show.
See you soon.
Smokey always come in late, and I started late, and you coming in late, but welcome. But y'all, I'm not gonna play my out music. I'm gonna save the song I was gonna play today. I'm gonna save it for tomorrow because my mic is not working right. So anyway, so I'm not sure how you guys are going to hear it, but other than that, thank you, Caps and Chill and Ellie, for popping on, and you guys, again, thank you for coming in and coming back, because I restarted the show, so, and Shorty, I will know to show up earlier next time, because it was 3 o'clock my time Saturday, so I apologize that I missed it. Talking about her talent show, but other than that, guys, I have no music to do an outro on, so I'm just going to bid everyone a wonderful evening wherever you are in the world, and go where the wind takes you. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.